Before he hits the road this weekend, we caught up with Governor Patrick yesterday for another in our series of conversations with the candidates for governor. We sat down at a cafe near our studios on Commonwealth Avenue outside Kenmore Square and asked a seemingly simple question: what, in his view, after 4 years on the job, is the job of the governor of Massachusetts?
Well, it's not just policy, I'll tell you that. It's leadership in the truest sense, meaning, you know, sometimes the job growth you do doesn't have to do with passing a piece of legislation. It has to do with getting two folks to sit down and cut a deal. A lot of it is showing up at everything from, you know, funerals of soldiers we've lost overseas to funerals of children we've lost in on the streets.
I ask the question because I think we'd get a little different answer from your Republican challenger, Charlie Baker, who has said that he'll run this government like he might run or like he has run a business.
Well, first of all, I think every governor has the responsibility to effectively run government. I'm proud of the fact that in the midst of the worst economy in living memory, we've delivered four budgets now that were responsible, balanced, and on time. Not something many other states can say. We've achieved a AA bond rating every year for the last 4 years. Not something many other states can say. But I think if you're not governing with people in mind, not programs alone, not abstract policy, not the budget as a bunch of line items. If you're not governing with people in mind, I'm not really sure you're doing the job.
You're asking people to reelect you at a time when the word incumbent is not necessarily a favored word, and the word Democrat is not necessarily a favored word. What do you say to those people who say it's time for new leadership?
We capped state pensions and ended the abuse in the system. We enacted the most stringent ethics and lobbying rules in the country. We consolidated or eliminated more than 20 different agencies, including the Turnpike Authority. We put civilian flaggers at state construction sites. We doubled the charter school cap created new accountabilities for public school teachers. We brought auto insurance rates down because of the introduction of competition. CORE reform, the autism bill, the school nutrition bill, the anti-bullying bill. All these things we've been talking about for a long, long time in the Commonwealth, we got them done. Some of the other candidates talk about them. Charlie talked about them when he was in government but didn't deliver on any of them, and we've gotten them done. I'm not satisfied. I've got more I want to do, and that's the reason for a second term, is to finish the work we started.
We're sitting here on Commonwealth Avenue in the heart of the BU campus where many students' futures depend on the grades that their professors are going to give them or have given them. So what grade do you think that voters should give Deval Patrick for his 4 years of coursework in the corner office on Beacon Hill?
Oh, you are something else. And I want all of your listeners to know that you have so carefully prepared that question that you wrote it down. The vote I'm looking for is the grade I'm looking for is a vote on the 2nd of November. And
so
I'm not going to be...
Does that make it an incomplete?
Hey, I don't know that, frankly, if it were complete that I would run for a second term, because this is not my career. The advantage of this not being my career is I can do the job without thinking about my career. I can do the job thinking about the long-term best interests of the Commonwealth.
So day one of term two, you're reelected. What do you do on day one of term two? What's the first initiative?
Well, the very first thing I think we have to turn to is trying to get the cost of health care down, not just stabilized, but down. And there's some steps we've taken already, capping of rates, the permitting of small businesses to buy in cooperatives so they get the buying power that big businesses get. But the big change is payment reform, or so-called global payments, and that requires legislation and an awful lot of close work with providers and hospitals and doctors and policymakers and employers and so forth. I think it is worthy work. It's essential. Because what we have today, as proud of as I am of the access, the cost of health care and the acceleration in that cost is unsustainable. And just as we have led here on access through our own health care reform, I think we can lead on cost containment as well.
Listening to you today and listening to you out on the campaign trail, you at times have a relentless optimism about the state of the state. And I'm wondering if you worry that sounds a little out of touch to many voters who are worried about their jobs and they're worried about their futures today and who keep hearing alarm bells and warnings every time they turn on a TV and see a campaign commercial, not only in this race, but in almost all races being run this fall.
It's a strategy as old as the scripture to take anxiety and whip it into anger and try to ride that into office. I'm not about that. And I think that comes from how I grew up. When I was growing up on welfare on the south side of Chicago, there were plenty of folks around who were angry, you know, who blamed the man, as we used to say, for everything that was wrong in their lives. But if all I'd learned back on the south side of Chicago is how to be angry, I think I'd still be on the south side of Chicago. What I learned from my grandparents and from other constructive adults was how to hope for the best and work for it, not just wishful thinking, but that the blend of optimism and effort is how you climb out of a hole. And so I'm optimistic not just because I'm hopeful by nature, but because we have a plan.
So long-term vision then, Governor. After another 4 years with you in the corner office, what will be the most striking difference for Massachusetts?
I think that we will be the international hub for the life sciences and biotech. We will be the national hub for the clean tech industry and a revived IT industry. And our manufacturing related to those industries will be strong. All of that is to say, I'm very hopeful about the plan we have in place to grow jobs and to grow them across the Commonwealth. And I guess the other thing I'd say is that the South Coast and Central and Western Massachusetts and Merrimack Valley won't feel neglected as they have in the past before Tim Murray and I took office.
Finish the sentence. 4 years from now, there'll be a couple of voters walking down Commonwealth Avenue outside the restaurant where we are now, and one of them is going to say, I'm glad we reelected Deval Patrick because...
We have the best schools in the country and some of the most accomplished and promising young people in the world, and they are our future, and our future looks bright.
Deval Patrick, thank you very much. Thanks for chatting with Morning Edition.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be with you, Bob.
Governor Deval Patrick speaking with us yesterday at a cafe near our studios on Commonwealth Avenue outside Kenmore Square. We're trying to speak with Republican Charlie Baker, but so far we've been unsuccessful in getting him to sit down with Morning Edition.